beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrilok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. And I am your not-so-humble host, Herr Doktor von Vrilok, master of the phantom frequency on the psionic arts. I bid you all welcome this evening to this podcast episode of Psionic Tethering Artificial Intelligence. We're talking about the extension of our will. Man, his grasp extends his reach via the power of psionics. And we're talking about artificial intelligence, technology moving in parallel to our plan. So without further ado, let us begin. As you all may very well know, if you've been paying attention to my previous podcast, artificial intelligence is en route to run the gamut in society on many levels. Just most recently, Intel announced its chip, the Movidius, Eyes of Things microchip AI processor, launched on the satellite PhiSat-1 into orbit around good old Father Earth. Well, what is the purpose of this satellite? The mainstream story tells us that the satellite PhiSat-1 will monitor the pole caps of our wonderful planet. And it will take high-quality images of our Earth, our weather systems, and much more, I'm sure. Does this artificially intelligent satellite currently possess the ability to communicate with other artificially intelligent contraptions? I don't know, but it is something to consider. I think everyone and their nephew is beginning to think about the fictitious Skynet from the old films, The Terminator. And then you get the picture. Possibly in your mind, high quality definition pictures of where artificial intelligence could very well be headed. But for those of us who are psionicists, who follow my philosophy and identify with consciousness far more than we do with our physical circumstances, we do not fear these technological advances. We follow these advances in parallel. And we not only follow, we direct them. Those of you who have had the marvelous good fortune of reading my older works from some years ago, such as, well, titles such as Yellow Magic and Kinetic Magic and so on, the Book of Awareness, you understand how we can use this web of synchronicity with our minds to influence various institutions and companies and individuals, and more so their groups, where their hive minds are tied into together, and conduct them and direct them to make certain discoveries. They will never know who or by what means they think and do what they do, or where their ideas come from, because they do not dictate to us. We dictate to them. I might digress for a moment, so I can tell you a little story, just a short story here, if you don't mind. Going back to the old days when I was a young teenager, filled with all kinds of manner of problems with the paranormal, and I came into contact with my teacher. And I think about at the age of 17 or 18, I said to my mentor, "We really have to do something about getting rid of this elite." To which my mentor responded, No. We are the elite." And I couldn't understand the response at first. I thought, oh, has he lost his mind? But it took some years for this realization to grow upon me, and for my awakening to come to full fruition as to my purpose in life. Why all of these things had happened to me, the visitations from outsider spirits and entities and interdimensionals, the synchronicities, the path that has led me here, lecturing tonight to my audience. And now I understand. Perhaps not all of you understand, but some of you will. But enough of this merriment. Let's talk about tonight's topic of psionic tethering to artificial intelligence. All right, as you may very well have divined for yourselves, psionics is about getting other people to do things for us, primarily. That is what it is. Thus far, we now have a brand new toy. Blasted off into space, now orbiting our planet. Oh, thank you so very much. No, I mean, this is quite exciting, really. Particularly if we're working with incidental psychokinetics or coincidental psionic magic. This is a grand day, perhaps not for all humanity, but for psionicists, for us who embrace consciousness above all else, our independence of independent knowledge. Yeah, so the would-be controllers have built for us a remote psionic contraption. And if we use our dowsing, we can undoubtedly find other contraptions that have not been publicized. There we go. Once again, into the territory of independent knowledge. All of that is ready for you to go out and hunt. You can download my dowsing package to learn how. Dynamic dowsing disclosure. Go to vrlok.com/shop and download your copy. Enjoy. And if you want to splice these artificial intelligences with magic, and attach God forms and thought forms and all manner of mental constructs to these technological monstrosities, Read my book, Psionic Splicing. I have a combo, Psionic Splicing and Psionic Necromancer, combine the best of two worlds, that of the living, as we are now, in space-time consciousness, and powers from beyond the grave. The deal is that my hench staff will cover your shipping cost for you. But hurry. You have exactly until January 2nd of 2021 to get these two paperbacks shipped to you. And my hench staff covers your shipping cost. Now, as for how we can work with these artificial intelligences, let's stick with the satellite concept for now first. All right, so we have a circuit board that's affixed to a cube. It's about the size of a shoebox or a box of Cheerios. Blasted into space. And on that circuit board, we see the following words. Movidius and EOT. And I believe that is the acronym for Eyes of Things. If you've read up or listened to my audio lectures in the club at verloc.club, you understand how to work with certain patterns and glyphs to splice and seize control of various patterns in the world, whether they be physical or not. You have to understand the equation on the chalkboard is the thing itself, not its physical representation. This philosophy you must digest to understand, and if you understand, you can project your control and power over even the eyes of things. Satellites, thoughts, microwaves, radio waves, the oceans, the air that we breathe, what people feel, all of these things are tied to pattern and equation. These are templates. What is spirit? Spirit is the purest state of existence conceivable to the mind of man. In my club, we have many templates that we speak of. Having this understanding, let me say this. There is this commonly shared faulty belief that one object or one spirit pattern can only work for one spirit and one purpose, and so it's subjective to one magician or a group of magicians. Now, this is false. I've proven that. My project Robin Hood, with a free glyph for the spirit of Project Robin Hood, has proven that multiple people can work with the same template to create many legions of spirit counterparts to a thing. Thus, while I may have also proven that I can take possession of the powers attributed to the moon and rain it, flood it in one area, so too can many people. The same applies to artificially intelligent satellites. Multiple minds can ride on the same contraption. Also, as I have proven before, we can tether our rates, representations, and all manner of psionic methods to interact with the physical world and the invisible realms uniquely, more uniquely than ever before. Prior to this, radionics was a one-man operation. Ultimately, these AIs will help us remap the entire planet. Many of our current problems in the world can be resolved riding on these contraptions with our minds. I will speak more of this in the club. At the moment, I am your steward, the Psionic Brotherhood. All communications come through me. And in the foreseeable future, we will begin opening up doors to those club members worthy who have been with us long enough to meet the rest of the Psionic Brotherhood. But for now, I ask you trust my plan. If not, if you wish to work as a solo operator, then as I've said, these contraptions, the satellites, artificial intelligence, any technical construct that you can think of, you can also ride on this for your own agendas. It is entirely up to you. I recommend that you read my books, and if you like, join my club in order to learn more from me and get some discounts. It's like a book club. Actually, it's more of a content club. The old world of simply books as a standalone product is sort of an outdated platform of publications. Now you get to read, listen, and watch, and you can even interact with me through a messaging system in ways that make the idea of content publishing much more dynamic and perhaps interactive. And you can use this knowledge now today. The best part of this deal, and here comes the sweetness. Taste that. It's guaranteed that no one can take this power from you once you have it. Nothing else in life is guaranteed, not even your house. Certainly not your car. Certainly not another person. But psionics, it's yours. You own it. No one can take that from you. So join me and enjoy this journey to ultimate psychic liberation. Thank you for joining me on Planet Verloc tonight. And until next time, as always, always, keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.